When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We get it starting Friday night. For those who are not familiar with this schedule, okay, it is Indiana-Notre Dame. And then we get three games on Saturday starting at noon with SMU-Penn State. Then you get Clemson at Texas and then Tennessee at Ohio State. Now, let's start there real quick because you've been saying you like Tennessee.
I don't know, man. I'm feeling a certain way about Tennessee. I just think there's so much extra pressure, extra noise up in Columbus for Ryan Day at the Shoe. And I want, by the way, real quick, what's the buzz in Austin for the Clemson game? I mean, they thought they were probably going to get a bye. They probably thought they were going to be able to handle Georgia in the rematch. Are they a little bit
disappointed?
On this?
Yeah. Disappointed. Look, it wouldn't surprise me if they come out flat because you thought you had the answers in the SEC championship game. Now you lose in overtime. It's a hell of a game, right?
Right.
But you cannot. What's that? What Coach Ross say to us a couple of weeks back? You can't let the last game beat you the next week.
Lose twice from the same game, right?
This is one of those situations. Clemson is playing with house money. They are playing well. They played well against SMU and give SMU credit. They came back and made it a game, but you had you needed a 56-yard field goal walk-off to win this game. It wouldn't surprise me if they're a little flat. Maybe they can work out of it, Mike, or maybe they come out with gangbusters and they immediately blow Clemson's doors. Either way, 11 points for me or 12. Check that for Texas. That's a lot. These games, this stuff gets unpredictable when you start talking about this isn't a neutral site, and I get it. Texas is getting the benefit of the doubt, but that's the largest spread of any of these games this weekend. Notre Dame's only a 7-point favorite over Indiana. Ohio State at home, 7.5.
Yeah, and you could argue the best Ohio State looked was in a loss at Oregon. Could you agree with me on that?
I do.
So I'm not saying Ohio State's gonna win. Tennessee's gonna win, but I think Ohio State is not gonna cover 7.5. The ESPN analytics, shut up, nerd. They've got Ohio State 65% chance to win that game. I guess it's as far as Nico can go, right? For them, be explosive. You'll need some superstar stuff from him.
Yeah,
because Tennessee's defense was very underrated.
It is. Their front is good.
And just
their front is good.
I think you can do some of the things certainly that Michigan was able to do against Ohio State. But anyway, that's just one. I'm thinking out loud. But I think Clemson. Yeah, they feel that even though they lost to South Carolina and Georgia, bad. I mean, the South Carolina loss was a tough one. But I don't know. I still don't know if I trust Quinn Ewers. I know I've said this to you a lot this season. What's the hook going to be if Quinn Ewers looks pretty weak? Are they going to go quick? I got to imagine that Sarkisian is going to go to Arch Manning. He's got to, right?
Well, it's similar to what we've seen. It's not as bad, obviously, because they're winning. But what we've seen with Kirk Cousins, he just hasn't been as dynamic as you'd like for him to be, and his throws have been somewhat suspect. So if you are going to make a run in this tournament, because, again, the winner gets Arizona State, that's going to be here, right? The Peach Bowl. And then you get the Cotton Bowl. Winner moves on, and you will play either Oregon or the winner of Tennessee, Ohio State. And then, obviously, the championship from the top of the bracket. I just feel like, Mike, if you're going to make a run over the next 3 weeks, that's what's got to get fixed for Texas. The defense is solid. Man, Georgia knows that they played really well – against them in the SEC championship game. They fixed the mistakes they made in that first game at home, but I think you're right. I don't believe you have time to just say, well, you know what, it's Quinn's team and we're going to ride it out. You got a chance to win a national championship. You cannot play those games. So I'm with you. I think if it's lackluster, it would not surprise me as we move through these playoffs that Arch has more series
right,
and more opportunities as they move through the playoffs.
SMU, is that Friday, Chris? The SMU Penn State? That is going to be
Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon. It is 27 degrees is the high on Saturday at Happy Valley.
So how much does that play a role? Right?
It gets cold in Dallas, doesn't it?
Not like that.
You and I had an ice storm once.
We did for Super Bowl. We did. But I don't think, Mike, I would be more concerned with the snow. The cold is cold.
Notre Dame, by the way, Indiana is the standalone on Friday, Chris just said.
Mike. Yeah. But I don't think that I'm concerned about the cold. I just feel like if it's snow, then I'd be more concerned about it. And we said this, guys. This is what makes this thing unique. If you were going to go have to play a cold weather team in this time of year. So the other games, as we move forward, remember Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, then you tie the bowls in after this first round, Fiesta Bowl, so you know where your team's headed. And then, of course, Georgia's waiting to see who they play in the Sugar Bowl.
Hey, man, I'm sorry I'm bouncing back and forth on that Tennessee-Ohio State game. Just one little nugget. This is from Sports Illustrated. The Buckeyes have got two offensive linemen that are down. Some big injuries. And Tennessee's got a pretty physical front.
Well, they've had those two guys. A lot of people say that's why they lost to Michigan.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Tennessee can push those guys around.
Their center is hurt. They've had those issues going into the Michigan game, and everybody said, oh, how big of a deal is it going to be? It was a big deal. By the way, they ranked the top 50 players in the college football playoff. Jalen Walker ranks as the highest dog as number 12. So this is not just dogs. It's across the board, right? And you're ranking all these players. He is the Buckus Award winner, Mike. Top linebacker in the college football. 57 tackles, 10.5 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks, 2 fumbles. He had a really good season. But if you're saying, all right, he is the top player on this Georgia team, at least according to the top 50 players in the college football playoff, the problem I have is you would have thought that would be Carson Beck.
Right.
It should have been going into the season and where we are, but the ups and downs and topsy-turvy season he's had, it's not. It's Jalen Walker.
So the winner, as you mentioned, Clemson, Texas coming back to play Arizona State.
Correct.
And so, again, we are going to get scatabooed here in the Peach Bowl, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Well, the cool thing is, I think, Texas has played here, right, for the SEC championship game.
Right.
If they win Saturday, they'd come back and play Arizona State. If they win, then you go back home, technically, to the Cotton Bowl, play in Dallas, and then you come back to Georgia in Atlanta to play in the national championship game. That's a nice little – they're familiar is my point. The Cotton Bowl every year is where they play Oklahoma. That's a very familiar territory. Mike, they don't have to go somewhere that they don't feel like, oh, well, I don't know, man. I've never been to the Orange Bowl. It's been years since we've been down there.
Right. So we all assume Notre Dame beats Indiana?
I don't know about that.
Nicole Orbach was really – when we had her up at the Army-Navy game, she really loves the Hoosiers. And I'll see it. Look, I mean, you know me. If Notre Dame never wins another football game, it'll be too soon.
Oh, no doubt.
I would love to see Indiana advance.
As a dog fan, do you want Notre Dame? Is that a more appealing matchup? You want the easier matchup, right?
Indiana's the easier matchup.
Yeah,
I mean, we were talking about Indiana coming to Athens at one point, and obviously Georgia gets the bye by winning the SEC, but in the Sugar Bowl, those Hoosier fans would be bananas. Probably the only Sugar Bowl they ever get to go to.
I agree. I just, like, if I'm a dog, I'm going, I want Indiana. But if you want a premier matchup, because we saw it a few years ago, guys, remember when the Dogs went up to Notre Dame? How big that was?
Right.
It was big.
But they've got I know that we have to wrap our heads around that, yes, SMU is in the Atlantic Coast Conference, but the way, and they will, I'm telling you, there's no way, no how, that a Boise State would get a bye next year. They're going to tweak that because if SMU upsets Penn State, SMU and Boise State in the festival, who the hell is watching that?
Come on.
The casual fan ain't watching that.
Don't be
the casual fan is not going to watch that.
Don't be a guy who, because you don't like the brands, don't give them a shot to be interesting.
Chris, your level of interest in SMU and Boise State, if they pull the upset at Happy Valley.
Just when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Because of Ashton Jeanty. I mean, you just want to see what he could do against stiffer competition.
So you know what, Chris, you bring this up, and we were talking about this. Jeanty's the running back who did not win the Heisman. Travis Hunter won the Heisman. But he was like 100 yards or so, maybe less, off of the record, the rushing record, right, the NCAA rushing record that Barry Sanders set. And, Mike, everybody and their mom knows that's what Boise State does. Nobody's been able to stop it all year. Nobody. So this kid's running for 150, 200, four touchdowns, three touchdowns. Chris is right. That's what makes that interesting. And if it's Penn State, can they do that against Penn State? Is this kid going to go off against Penn State?
A really good Penn State defense. And, you know, again, we just said Ohio State's probably best game, a loss to Oregon. Penn State's best game, a loss to Oregon.
Hands down. 404-726-0929.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Boise State actually played one more ranked opponent than Indiana.
And Indiana played none.
Right.
They played Ohio State.
One.
Yeah, Ohio State.
Ohio State had two.
Yeah, my point I'm just getting to is they will put the bigger boys in that spot. Even though, yes, you make the argument for Jeanty and Boise State, but still, I just can't see a small conference getting a bye next year.
Well, but isn't that what this is about, though? Honestly, like if SMU and Boise went on to the Fiesta Bowl, and let's just say, I don't know, if SMU or Boise wins, and they are one game away from the national championship, isn't this what they want? Like you. It's easy to say, yeah, it's like the NCAA tournament. We like chalk, but at the end of the day, when that underdog somehow advances, all of a sudden it gets really interesting. And then guess what?
Yeah, but when it's George Mason and Butler, nobody gives a flip.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.